All right, everyone, let's dive into something you might not expect, but something that's really important when we think about how our local communities work. We're looking at the financial records of the Pottawatomie County Facilities Authority in Oklahoma. We have their independent auditor reports going all the way back to 2016 and as recent as 2023. So it's like we've got a stack of these reports ready to crack them open and see what they tell us about this authority, their financial health, what they've been doing over almost a decade.
Yeah, definitely. It's like we're doing a financial audit deep dive.
Right. We're going to be looking at their statements of net position. It's basically a balance sheet, like what they own and what they owe. And then we've got their statements of revenues, expenses, and changes in their net position. So that tells us what they've been spending, what they've been taking in, how their financial position has changed over time.
Yeah, and we've got the statements of cash flows, like how money's moving in and out, plus all those notes, you know, in the back of these reports that give us the context behind all those numbers.
So let's start. Where do we start? We start with 2016.
2016, damn.
Audit. So Stephen H. Sanders, CPA, gave the independent auditor's opinion. This was issued on October 16th, 2017.
Okay.
And the top line finding, the big takeaway, is that the financial statements were presented fairly, you know, in all material respects. So things looked good on the surface, at least for 2016.
Right. And for 2016, you know, it's important to keep in mind that they had funds specifically set aside for certain projects
Okay.
related to bonds issued for Tecumseh Public Schools back in 2006 and Bethel Public Schools back in 2008. So basically, you can think of it as dedicated accounts for those school projects.
Okay, so if we look at the Tecumseh Public Schools Project Fund, as of December 31st, 2016, they had almost $3 million, well, $2.8 million in cash and cash equivalents. Then they had this note receivable of $2.3 million. Now, a note receivable, just for everyone, it basically means money that is owed to the Tecumseh Project Fund.
Right, so it's an asset. They're expecting to receive that cash.
Exactly. And then there was also $2.3 million in lease revenue bonds payable. So that was a debt, basically, loans that they had to repay for those projects. So kind of balanced out there.
Right, they're expecting to receive money. But on the flip side, they also owe money.
Right. It's a law. Okay, if we look at the statement of cash flows for that same Tecumseh fund in 2016, they received $55,500 from Tecumseh Public Schools rent.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Yep.
And then they paid off $925,000 in bonds.
Okay.
So just to give you an idea of the kind of financial activity going on.
Right, they're taking in rent and then they're using some of that money, I assume, to pay off the debt that they have.
Exactly. Now, if we shift over to Bethel Public Schools Project Fund for 2016, they had a much bigger rental income, $483,850 from Bethel Public Schools. And they also had a much bigger principal payment on their bonds, $3.6 million.
Wow, okay.
So just, you know, completely different.
Right. So even though both of these are under the same authority, they are operating sort of independently, each with its own kind of flow of money in and out.
Right. Okay, let's move on to 2017. So Robert D. Turner, CPA, he gave the opinion for this audit, and it was issued on April 29th, 2019. And again, the big finding is that the financial statements presented fairly. Everything looked good.
Yeah, it sounds good.
However,
Right.
in 2017, there was a prior period adjustment. This decreased their beginning net position, you know, their assets minus liabilities, by $2.9 million. So that's kind of a significant adjustment.
Right. So basically, like they found a mistake
Yeah.
from the year before. And they had to correct it.
Exactly. But despite that, 2017 actually looks like a pretty good year.
Really?
Their total net position, again, their assets minus their liabilities, went up by $22.7 million. And they ended up with a net position of $32.1 million. So that's a pretty big jump.
Wow.
And the reason for that, as noted in the audit, was bond proceeds.
Okay.
They had $23.2 million in bond proceeds. So they took on more debt, which is what bond proceeds are, right?
Right.
They took on more debt, but it significantly boosted their financial position.
Right. Makes sense. So when they take on no debt, they get a lot of cash all at once, which increases their assets, and then they spend that money over time.
Exactly. Let's move on to 2018. So Robert D. Turner, CPA, again, he gave the opinion, issued June 4th, 2019. Again, everything looks good. Financial statements presented fairly.
Okay.
And in 2018, we see some huge growth.
Oh, really?
Their total assets are now almost $90 million.
Wow.
And their net position, total net position, is now $43.7 million.
Okay.
And if you look closer, one of the things that jumps out is that they have a lot of construction in progress, over $24 million.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. So the money they got from the bonds in 2017, they're actually using it to build stuff?
Yeah, looks like it. Let's go to 2019. Robert D. Turner, CPA, one more time.
Okay.
He gives his opinion, June 12, 2020. Everything presented fairly, same story.
All right.
Growth continues in 2019. Total assets are now over $100 million, and their total net position is $50 million.
Wow.
And that construction in progress also increased significantly in 2019. It's almost $28 million. So they're building a lot of stuff. Clearly, you know, from 2017 to 2019, they were really expanding.
Yeah.
But 2020, Robert D. Turner, CPA.
Okay.
But it was issued March 15th, 2022. Things change. Things change a lot.
Uh-oh.
Their total assets plummeted to only $3,559.
What?
Total net position, same. $3,559. What happened?
Where did all the money go?
Well, in 2020, they implemented GASB Statement Number 91.
What's that?
Conduit debt obligations. And this basically changed how they had to report their debt.
Okay.
So essentially, the bonds that they had issued, even though they were technically the borrower on paper, the schools were actually responsible for repaying that debt.
Oh, so it's like they were co-signing. They weren't really on the hook for the debt, but it looked like it.
Exactly. So GASB 91 basically said if their only role is to channel the debt payments from the schools to the bondholders, and they don't really have a direct responsibility for that debt, then they can take it off their financial statements.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, and so that's why their beginning net position decreased by $50.9 million on January 1st, 2020. They removed all these conduit debt obligations.
So it wasn't like they lost all this money.
Right.
It was just an accounting change to give a more accurate picture.
Yeah, it just shows their direct obligations.
Okay.
So it looks bad on paper, but really it's just an accounting adjustment.
Right.
Okay. Now, fast forward to 2021.
Okay.
Audit report was issued June 13th, 2022. Things start to rebound a little bit. Total assets and total net position are both $56,262. So still way lower than before, but it's an increase.
Okay. So that's probably like their actual assets, administrative stuff, fees, things like that.
Right. Finally, 2023 audit report issued March 20th, 2024. Total assets, $43,247. Total net position, the same. So just a slight decrease from 2021, but stable at this lower level. Now, importantly, in the notes to the 2023 financial statements, they have a list of the outstanding bond balances as of December 31st, 2023.
Okay.
And there are several series of bonds that are still active. Tecumseh Public Schools, Series 2016 A and B, $6.16 million outstanding. Dale Public Schools, Series 2017, $5.46 million. North Rock Creek Public Schools, Series 2017, almost $10 million, $9.74 million.
Wow, okay.
And the total, all these outstanding bond balances at the end of 2023 is $43.25 million. So big number. So even though the authority is not directly responsible for these bonds anymore because of GASB 91, it's still a lot of debt out there.
Right, so all those schools are still paying off those bonds.
Exactly. So stepping back, big picture, we see this huge growth in assets and net position from 2016 to 2019, but that was mostly because of how they were reporting the debt. Then in 2020, everything plummets because of the accounting change. And since then, things have been pretty stable, but at this lower level.
Right.
So what can we take away from this? Well, the core purpose of the Facilities Authority, and this is outlined in their notes, is to benefit the state of Oklahoma. Governmental agencies, private entities, by helping them finance and maintain facilities. So their job is to help these styles build stuff and maintain what they already have.
Okay.
So despite this huge change in their balance sheet, their mission hasn't changed.
Yeah, makes sense.
They're still doing the same thing. They're just not reporting it the same way.
So it's kind of like how just because a company changes its accounting method doesn't mean their business fundamentally changed.
Exactly. Exactly. So what this really highlights is how important it is to understand the accounting rules, right? Because the numbers can tell a very different story depending on how they're being reported.
Yeah. And for you, the listener, I think this really underscores how looking just at the numbers on a balance sheet or an income statement, you know, without really digging deeper, can be misleading.
Yeah.
Right? It's really important to understand the context, the specific activities, the obligations, in this case, how the accounting rules are being applied. Because a quick glance might lead you to believe one thing, but the reality might be very different.
Right. Like in this case, seeing that huge drop in assets in 2020, you might panic. But when you understand what happened, it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
So, you know, always dig deeper.
Yeah.
And think critically about what the numbers are actually telling you. What are the stories behind the numbers? Because that's where the real insights are.
Exactly. And I think this raises some interesting questions for us all. You know, how do these changes in accounting standards, like we saw with GASB 91, affect how we evaluate the financial health, the effectiveness of public authorities?
Right.
Right. Because it's not just about the numbers. It's about understanding what those numbers represent. And I think that's something really important to keep in mind as we navigate, the world of financial information.
Exactly. All right, that's it for today's deep dive.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening, everyone.